Tuesday afternoon across the UK, I'm Will Manning and this is The Hits Radio, joined right now by the lovely Katie B. Hello.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm actually, note that it's an offensive way, but you've been working so hard, I thought you'd be knackered, but you don't look tired whatsoever.
Yeah, I've got lovely makeup on. It's just hiding there.
Can you help me out? I need some help. So you have just been mega big. You've been on all the big TV shows. Alan Carr, you've been doing Graham Norton recently. Sunday Brunch, saw you on that the other day as well. And you just come back from LA.
Yeah.
Now, was it all Coachella fun or was there some work involved
in this? I did go to Coachella, went to the beach. I went to see a Clippers game. They're a basketball team. So yeah, did lots of touristy stuff as well as kind of working.
There was some work involved. So is this work for what, like the third album? Are you excited on that?
I'm doing some extra songs to do a repack for Little Red. So right. To do like an extended, like kind of special edition. So yeah, just went out there. Usually I'm like, no, I'm a London girl. I'm UK. The producers I work, you know, my sound is very, very British. But actually I kind of wanted a holiday, wanted the sunshine.
It's a great excuse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's do some work out there. Mix it in with a holiday. Well, I should say a very late congratulations for Little Red, which of course went straight into number one.
Oh, thank you very much.
And the last single, Crying For No Reason, which was it top five? Is that right? Top five. Did that feel, because for me, looking on the outside of it, it felt like that was probably a defining moment in your career. Did it feel like that to you? Because it was massive, wasn't it, really?
Definitely. It just, yeah, it meant a lot that people kind of connected with the song, you know, because it's a very important song to me, means a lot to me. And, yeah, it's kind of like a different kind of vibe from what I usually do. So it was nice that it was embraced, definitely.
And now you're ready to go with Still.
Yes.
And again, this is quite a different sound for you because it's not an in-your-face club tune. It's quite an emotive little song, isn't it? So what's the message and inspiration behind Still?
It's just kind of talking about how when a relationship has ended and you still are, you kind of haven't cut all ties with that person, you know, even though you haven't seen each other in a very, very long time, you know, they still got a hold over you, and just not necessarily saying like you want to be with that person, but saying that you haven't completely moved on and you still care about them and are still thinking about them. You still have issues that aren't resolved.
Is this from experience?
Yeah, definitely. I wrote the song. I went to the studio with Fraser T. Smith. We were just talking. I think he was asking about my love life, and he was kind of like, you know, you always talk about this person, and I feel like, you know, we should definitely write about it. So I was like, okay, let's do it.
Would that person know this song's about them when they hear it?
I think so. And some of my friends actually as well, they listened to it and they said that they kind of started welling up because they kind of knew that it was about that person. They were like, well, it's definitely about him, isn't it? Phoning me up straight away.
Have you ever gotten into trouble or like upset someone because you've maybe not even like a full song, maybe it's like a little demo track or something, or like a mixtape track you've done about someone
when I was younger, when I was about 16, I feel really bad actually. One of my best mates, she had this boyfriend and he would literally drive her mad.
Right.
And she was living with me at the time. Oh, gosh, she wouldn't stop talking about him, and it was doing my head in.
So was she, like, in a bad place with him?
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, they're broken up. Like, it went on for ages, and then I wrote a song called Crazy Girl.
Oh, no! No! Not even subtle with the title either.
Hey, look, I've written a song about you, look. And then I played it to her. I thought she'd be really happy that I got this inspiration.
But Crazy Girl, I mean, what does that say about you, mate?
And she was really upset, and then I felt really bad, and I was like, oh, sorry, babe.
Yeah, I mean, what else can you do apart from say sorry? That's really awkward. Shall we play your brand new single, Katie B? Let's get Still on the Hits Radio. Could you introduce it, please?
Hey, this is Katie B, and this is my brand new single, Still.
That was Katie B and Still. You're listening to Will Manning on The Hits Radio. She's with me right now. She's in front of my face. I can see her. It's actually happening. So you've literally just finished a tour and now you've got another one happening in May, and you've got loads of festivals happening as well this summer. How do you keep yourself occupied on these long journeys?
Play Beyonce and put on some mascara.
Yeah.
And, you know, just do girl things.
So you've got a bus then. That's wicked.
Yeah.
What are your essentials on that bus? What do you have to have to keep you going?
When you're kind of travelling after the show, for some reason, granola got put on my rider.
Oh, right.
So when I've sort of had a couple of rums, I always manage to eat dry granola. Like
dry?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Put my hand in the dry granola and then the granola just goes everywhere all over the bus. So I think the bus driver doesn't like me very much.
Granola explosion.
Yeah, so sure. Maybe that's not an essential, actually.
Should we finish off my favourite radio generic 30-second round quickfire quiz?
Oh, I love a quickfire quiz.
It's just the best way to finish off an interview, I find. Just generic questions.
Oh, let's do it.
Ready, set, go!
Favourite place to eat, KTB?
Chicken shop in Kentish Town. It's really good.
Very specific. I like that. Who's your biggest inspiration?
Probably. Oh my god, who's my biggest inspiration? Alicia Keys.
Studio or live? You regret that answer, don't you?
Live. Yeah, no, I like Alicia. No.
Kerfry or Sturry? Kerfry or curry?
Curry.
Did I say Kerfry?
Yeah.
I meant stir fry.
Definitely curry.
Time has run out.
Oh, man.
Should I finish off? That was my fault. I messed up. I'll carry on.
Why am I saying
that? Chicken or beef? That's the question I really want to know the answer to.
Chicken.
Always.
Gotta be chicken.
Always chicken.
It?
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Also, happy early birthday. It's on the 8th, isn't it?
Yeah, on the 8th of May, which I've just heard the 9th is a bank holiday, so
yes, it is. So you are going to fully rave that night.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much, KTB, and good luck with still.
Thank you. Bye.
Out this Sunday. Bye.
Bye.